KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 29 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department this morning reports 29-year-old Quentin Lee Kimball of Creston was arrested Wednesday evening for harassment in the third degree. Kimball posted bond and was released from the Union County Jail. And Regency Park in Creston reported to the police department back on September 20th that their maintenance building had been broken into. The damage was estimated at $200. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports pavement patching and repairs on Iowa Highway 83 at East 2nd and Poplar Streets in Atlantic will require temporary daytime lane closures beginning Monday, October 5th and running until Monday, October 12th. That's weather permitting. Traffic will be maintained with flaggers during the project. The DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. And, of course, as in all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear their seat belts. Relatives of four people who were killed in a 2018 plane crash in western Iowa allege in new lawsuits that a maintenance error caused carbon monoxide to enter the plane's cabin, causing the crash. The lawsuits, announced on Thursday, named Ultraflight LLC, an aviation maintenance facility in Lamars, and its owner, Thomas Mullally. The single-engine Piper had taken off from the airport in Lamars on November 9, 2018, and crashed into a cow pasture that is near Guthrie Center, about 115 miles away. Autopsies determined that all four victims had suffered from carbon monoxide poisoning. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer yesterday issued a report on arrests. The dates, locations, and other pertinent information in each case was not released. Chief Starmer says 23-year-old Tristan Lee Stevens of Audubon was charged with theft in the fifth degree and criminal mischief in the fifth. 28-year-old Cornelius Unger Peters of Audubon was cited for dog at large, third or subsequent offense. 36-year-old Adam Lee Morris of Audubon was arrested for driving while revoked. Audubon police arrested 27-year-old Joseph Andrew Reesburg of Audubon on a warrant for another agency. 37-year-old Robert Leonard Wenninger, Jr. of Audubon was arrested for assault causing injury. Also arrested for assault causing injury was 29-year-old Joel Matthew Musfelt and 36-year-old Lindsay Marie Hendrickson, both of Audubon. 28-year-old Daniel Knight Jones of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse causing injury and child endangerment causing injury. A 17-year-old male from Audubon was arrested on two counts of attempted burglary, three counts of theft in the fifth degree, and unlawful possession of prescription pills. And the chief says 28-year-old Jesse Lee Brubaker of Audubon was arrested by Audubon police on a warrant for another agency. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. Authorities said yesterday 30-year-old Gabriella Renee Madison of Coon Rapids had been arrested by Perry police and then transported to the Guthrie County Jail, where she was wanted on a warrant for probation revocation for drug charges. Officials say there is no bond on the warrant until Madison makes an appearance in district court. The woman was additionally arrested on warrants for two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her cash or surety bond on those warrants was set at $5,000. 30-year-old Jesse Leeper of Audubon was arrested in Guthrie County for OWI second offense and driver with an open container. He was awaiting an initial court appearance. And 20-year-old William Dawson of Guthrie Center was arrested for driving while barred. He was being held in the Guthrie County Jail while awaiting his initial appearance before the magistrate. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say one person had been transported to the hospital following one of two separate accidents that took place Wednesday. Around 5:30 p.m., 36-year-old Lucia Gomez Cardenas of Bellevue, Nebraska, was attempting to make a right turn onto 180th Street from Highway 34 when her SUV was struck from behind by a car that was driven by 45-year-old Brian Mead of Papillion, Nebraska. Gomez Cardenas was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. The other accident happened around 7 a.m. Wednesday on an exit ramp from Interstate 29 northbound. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said a car driven by 43-year-old Joseph Richardson of Lincoln, Nebraska, was exiting the interstate when his vehicle collided with a legally parked semi on the shoulder of a ramp. Richardson told authorities he'd fallen asleep prior to the collision. The 1998 Peterbilt semi that was struck was registered to Chickala Creek Ranch in Dardanelle, Arkansas. There were no injuries reported. After bottoming out this spring, Iowa's economy is seeing rapid, significant improvement this fall, according to the monthly Creighton University survey. The regional survey economy is also quickly coming back, according to Creighton University University economist Ernie Goss. Goss notes the survey scores the economy on a 0 to 100 scale, with 50 being growth neutral.
Our survey of manufacturing supply managers in the nine-state Mid-American region was really a strong reading, up to 65.1. That's up from 60.0 from August. Not only that, it's the highest level we recorded since May of 2018.
The survey shows Iowa Business Conditions Index bounced well above the growth neutral for September, climbing to 67.1, a healthy jump from 56.4 in August. The regional economy is also regaining momentum after a very difficult several months.
This is the fifth straight month the index has grown. That's since reaching a real, I'll call it a valley, in April of this year when the COVID-19 really hit the regional economy. So it was a very good report.
The nine-state region lost 751,000 jobs since February, a drop of more than 5%. The September hiring figures are the highest since June of 2019, but Goss says pandemic-related problems persist. Many businesses are having trouble finding and hiring qualified workers.
Almost 46% reported worker absences because of COVID-19 and related issues. And 63% of the manufacturers reported shipping difficulties. So that has been a real issue.
Iowa's job picture has roller coastered during 2020. The U.S. Department of Labor, that is, says the state's insured unemployment rate stood at 1.7% in the second week of March, peaked at 12.4% in the first week of May, and fell to 4.3% in the first week of September. September saw a split that had some parts of the state wetter and cooler. State climatologist Justin Glisson.
We were around normal for much of the northwestern corner of the state. And then if we look at southern and eastern Iowa, temperatures were anywhere from 1 to 1.5 degrees below average. So on the state scale, the average temperature was 62.1 degrees, and that's about 1.1 degrees below average.
September weather data compiled here at the KJAN studios at Atlantic show the month was nearly right on the mark for temperatures, but drier than normal. The average high last month was 79 degrees, while the average low was 51. The hottest days of the month, over 90 degrees, were on the 3rd, 6th, 7th, and 27th. The coolest temperatures last month were all in the 40s, with the lowest of 41 recorded on the 29th and 30th. Rainfall for the month in Atlantic amounted to just 66/100ths of an inch, whereas we would normally receive 3.81.
We kind of had two different stories across the state, with western Iowa being drier than average, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches below average, with that northwest corner being the driest, 2 inches, or yes, 2 inches or above.
He says things were wetter off to the east.
We had lots of rainfall, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches above average in east central Iowa. And much of that fell during the second week of September, in which we saw more rainfall across the state than we did for the entire month of August.
The Climate Prediction Center is predicting Iowa's weather through the end of the year will bring above normal temperatures and equal chances for precipitation. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments. They're located at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.